The morning sun began to rise. It touched the dusty glass. Robert wiped his tired eyes. The shop was a quiet wreck. "We need to clean up fast," Minnie said with a soft sigh. "The crowd will be here soon." Dorothy cleared the broken bits. She moved with a heavy heart. "The equipment is damaged." "We will make it work again," Robert said with a hard look. He picked up a jagged gear. "We have the city's support." Minnie brought them coffee. "The phones will not stop. People want to know more," she said, handing a mug out. "They want the cheap power." Elias leaned on the counter. "The council is panicking. They are hiding at home," he noted with a sly smile. Robert sat on his workbench. "We must offer a solution." "A public meeting at noon," Minnie suggested with focus. "We lay out the real plan." "A grid for the people now," Dorothy agreed, feeling bold. "No more corporate theft." "Are we sure about this?" Virginia asked with concern. "The risk is very high now." Robert stood up to face her. "We have risked it all once. We will finish what we did." He turned to the main panel. The lights began to flicker. "It needs a new corpus." "I can handle that part," Dorothy said, reaching for it. "I know how to tune it." Elias walked to the door. He looked at the gathering. "The crowd is growing large. They are cheering for us," he said with quiet surprise. Robert walked to his side. He saw the sea of faces. "They are our new allies. We cannot fail them today," Minnie said from behind him. She held a notepad ready. The speech must be perfect. Robert took a deep breath. "The truth is simple enough. We give back the control. We turn the city back on." The tension was still high. But the fear was fading out. The towers found their rhythm. They were ready for the day. The city needed a champion. They were happy to lead now. The legacy was their own. The work was finally real. They stepped out together. The cheers rose to the sky.